Photographer Joel Benjamin and producer John O'Connell are here to talk about their new photo exhibition, The Beer Sessions, that opens May 17th and runs through June 30th to kick off Gay Pride in Boston. Hi, Joel and John.
Hi,
hello.
Good morning.
Tell us about your series of photos being showcased at the Boston Center for Adult Education and the SIP, the Rainbow, opening reception on May 17th.
It is a collection of portraiture from the overall series called The Bear Sessions. Joel and I worked at Boston Spirit Magazine, and this project grew out of that. When we did fashion pieces, we joked that the models were never gay men. They were always straight college boys. And we wanted to do something that celebrated sort of the men that we are, sort of in our middle age. We're not models. And we wanted to sort of just celebrate that in a way. And the bear community seemed to be a great way to embody that sort of acceptance of who men are. And the project grew out of that. The May 17th opening is going to be a collection of portraiture from that work. We've right now shot over 87 different guys, and this is going to be about 24 portraits from that whole overall series.
Joel, do you want to add anything to that?
They're kind of intense, intimate portraits of men who are identified with the bear community.
We really wanted to sort of celebrate something that was not Hollywood, not Madison Avenue, and not even sort of iconic gay imagery. We wanted to sort of come at it from a very honest and authentic point of view and find ways to sort of celebrate what's in many ways sort of the fringe of the gay community. Guys that are older, guys that have paunches, guys that have tattoos or piercings, or we know that beards are definitely a fashion right now, but when we sort of started this, it wasn't so much a thing. And we just wanted to sort of celebrate that authentic masculinity versus so much polish, and in some cases posed masculinity. We wanted something that was just sort of real men as they are.
What was your inspiration for the show?
I think some of the inspiration for the show, besides realizing that a lot of these images aren't out there of the bear community, you know, it's our own aging, our own evolution into the bear world, and we had brought a personal voice to it as well. One of the things I love about gay men is that, you know, we've seems to have almost fetishized our getting older and the masculinity of aging, and I think that thing that we're celebrating with these portraits.
Which isn't to say that there aren't younger men in the series.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's more about the authenticity and the honesty of them all.
Yeah.
Oftentimes there are people that have sort of what we describe as either quirky looks, or they're heavier, or they're a little punk. And we really just wanted to say, we found models that really own their sexuality in just sort of very straightforward, honest ways. And that's really sort of the inspiration of the overall project. We definitely chose non-sexualized portraits for this particular showing. We've had showings in Provincetown during Bear Week, and we've shot models at some major bear events throughout the country. But this is sort of very clean, very honest, and very simple and intense portraits.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
For me, I'd say it's been a lifelong documentation of the community. I've been photographing the Boston LGBT community for probably 30 years now, even before I was a professional photographer. And it's just, it's always interested me, and it's been a way to learn and to evolve myself, really.
For me, my commitment really started in college. I went to University of California at Riverside. I actually got arrested in a civil disobedience protest in California for the AB 101 veto riots, which was exciting and actually not that big of a deal. But I think for us, everything that we can do to just live our own lives as honestly as possible. And of course, every gala, every event we're at, either documenting or, you know, being a part of them, I think now it's sort of an everyday part of our lives.
What's your reaction to Jason Collins coming out?
It's about time. I mean, at this point, I have mixed feelings. On one hand, I'm like, great, good for you, that's wonderful. On the other hand, it's like, what took you so long? I think it hopefully will to be up on the positive note and be really supportive of him. So I am going to acknowledge how hard it must be to be in that environment. It's hopefully going to open doors for other people. It's one step further up the ladder, you know, with the doors opening up. And that former owner of the, I believe it's the Jays, unfortunately I'm not a sports addict, that just admitted that he's gay as well. I think it's going to just keep going from here.
Massachusetts is celebrating its 9th anniversary of gay marriage. What do you think about the two marriage equality cases before the U.S. Supreme Court?
Well, John, I'll let you take California now that you're a resident.
Exactly. For me, you know, my husband and I joke it, you know, we actually got married in Massachusetts, and then we moved here. We're like, what happened? Every time we fill out forms here, they're like, well, are you married? And we have to sort of think, like, I was. I don't know if I am now. I think on one hand, it will be wonderful to get the civil rights acknowledged as a couple. But on the other hand, our commitment is personal to each other, so we know we're married here. So I think we have to take that personal commitment and sort of really reflect it outwards. It's time. There really is no difference, and the relationships need to be acknowledged.
Joel, would you like to add something to that?
Well, I mean, to talk about DOMA, it's a time that I think we'll look back on that. It's shameful. And, you know, I always feel that, you know, just as a taxpayer, why aren't things equal? And I'm looking forward to the Supreme Court ruling on it because it seems things are in our favor.
What would you like to see the Obama administration accomplish for our LGBT community in the next 4 years?
I think that he's done a lot, and I think he just sort of needs to continue mentioning us. I think he needs to keep acknowledging us.
It still seems amazing to me that we'd even have a president that would even address marriage equality. So I feel like they're going faster and faster, at least in the right direction. When I was younger, it didn't even seem like it was a possibility to have marriage equality, and now to have a president addressing that issue seems pretty amazing to me.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
You know, I think for us, I think our project really just puts out there that who you are as you are is not only okay, it's to be celebrated. And I look at the resources that kids have today compared to when I was coming out in the late 80s. And I think to take advantage of resources that are there and hold on, because you're going to find your tribe and you're going to be fabulous and it's going to be amazing.
How can people get information to attend the Sip the Rainbow reception and see your show?
Tickets for the opening reception, which is the benefit for the Boston Center for Adult Education, can be bought online at their website, which is www.bcae.org.
And the show itself actually runs pretty much the entire month.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I wish that more people would ask us to shoot them. I think that there's a lot of insecurity in the gay community about what people look like. A couple of my favorite models have actually been trans men that I think take amazing photos and that really own their bodies as they are, and I find that hugely inspiring. But I find a lot of people that when we approach them saying, you've got a really interesting look, would you let us photograph you? Or you've got a really interesting energy, would you let us, you know, take your image? And I wish more people would just sort of be open to that. And I wish people would just sort of talk about what these things mean. I think a lot of people either quickly sexualize the photos or they just dismiss them because they're not the norm.
I really feel that the pictures will resonate. Their honesty and authenticity. And the question I wish people would ask is can they get more information about the Bear Sessions? And that's on the website that John and I have, which is thebearsessions.com. And you can see a lot more of the pictures there, and you really get a feel for it.
And we actually have created one book for the project, which is available through the website, which is a collection of more from the Black and White series, what's going to be on exhibit at BCAE. There'll be a couple collections of the Black and White. There'll be a section that I jokingly call the Water Gods, which we shot in the water of Provincetown, and then a series that I call The Crucible, which was shot in this amazing collection of wooden boxes. And you definitely can see more of that on the website and then purchase the book that way. We're hoping more books come sort of every year and a half or so.
Do you have a favorite quote, a mantra to get you through difficult times?
I do. It's more of a paraphrase of a George Cukor, the director, when he got fired from Gone with the Wind, basically what he said to himself was, just work hard and persevere. And sometimes I think about that because I really think that is the way to move forward.